Time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick.
Hello,
Malloy.
Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick.
Hey, Dave.
It's friggin' Friday.
Oh,
we are a couple of ways, hours away from the greatest drinks of the week, the Friday knockoff.
Couldn't ask for anything better.
Go Coco Bananas, dack your mates.
I'm so glad it's Friday. This has been a long week.
And it's going to be a big weekend. I'm going to get to what you're doing on the
weekend, I'm very excited.
One moment. Before we get there, Dr. Chris Brown. Ringing any bells?
Who?
Yeah?
Oh.
You know what's
your
going.
Bestie.
Can I ask you, please,
she's
don't
blushing.
Embarrass me.
I won't.
I'm not blushing.
You would know him as the guy who was replaced by The Bachelor. Oh. As the most handsome man on Channel 10. Mm. That's how you described it to me.
That is rubbish. Well, and you've already kicked off with fibbing about me.
Todd Chris Brown, I love his tales from the animal world. He's such a good bloke. Well, we always have a chat. It always goes somewhere.
I can't wait.
Hey, Clown of the Week. We love it.
There's some beauties. We've had some amazing clowns this week, from the Pope to Tom Gleisner.
And exciting new news on the clown front we'll get to very shortly. We have a new sponsor.
We do.
Karcher. Well, cat's out of the bag. I was going to do a big intro.
Okay.
You've gone and used gone their
early.
Brand name, Live On Air.
We love Karcher.
Well, you do. All right. All right, we'll get to the bottom of that in just one moment. Clown of the Week, guess what?
What?
Mick, GoFundMe.
Oh, I love that.
Now,
have you got an idea? This has gone bonkers.
People are going to steal this idea because it's so good. This GoFundMe.
I will fund to the tune of $500.
Wow.
Any idea I think is good enough.
Mm.
And this is a GoFundMe page for your one good idea. So far, we've had so many great
We're
ideas.
We're not mucking around about this
And we're going to make some of these.
We're actually going to make them.
So there you go. We'll have the week in review.
We will. Got lots to do.
Lots to wade.
And we're going to talk about the great Steve Smith's effort.
We'll get to that.
Honestly.
I watched the whole thing.
Really?
Did you watch it, Dave?
No, only up until lunch.
Didn't
see the 200.
Yeah, not a team player, eh?
Well,
I did. I watched the whole thing. I watched him in his unorthodox fashion bash the ball around the park while they just scratched their heads going, how do you get this bloke
He's
out?
Unbelievable.
I love the fact they're scratching their heads.
He's proved them all wrong.
He has.
You know this? Just a quick fact.
Mm. Yep.
Off the top, before we get there. Mm. He has now made the most test runs in the calendar year and was out for 7 months.
There you go. Started from behind.
He's made more test runs this calendar year than any other batsman and gave him a 7 months head start.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's as Aussie as it gets.
It'd be wise for him. He's pretty, a humble guy. Can we say that? It'd be wise for him just to stay cool. Just to be really cool about it. Well, I don't want him to start going all full of swing. Well, what I did was just zip it, keep playing well. Be cool.
Okay.
Why?
All right. He's got his writing instructions from Jane Kennedy. Are you his manager now or something?
Well, I probably would do good to be his manager.
I'll tell you who should zip it. Fleetwood Mac.
What the hell?
Well, I know you.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Why would you say that?
Because I know you love them and I know you're going to see them this weekend.
Don't spoil my weekend.
Are you really looking forward to it?
Yes.
Apparently she can't sing.
Who can't sing?
Not the main one.
Stevie.
Stevie.
Can you not be so...
Christine.
Kristen McVie.
Apparently all over the shop.
No, she wasn't. I saw the show on Monday night. She's fantastic.
Dave saw it. You're speaking
through... What are you doing? What, did you get sent the wrong tickets?
Oh, no, I bought tickets to go see them.
Did you go?
Yes,
he's
I went
told
on Monday
us.
Night.
You're a DJ, mate. You're a rock DJ.
As I've said before, mate, Rumours is a game-changing record, and that band so incestuous, but
I think you need to go to the doctor.
What are they doing with our Neil Finn? They haven't got him into any of this group sex activity.
That was sort of back in the 70s and 80s, so I don't think that's sort of happening anymore.
And we know you love drummers, Mick Fleetwood. Where's he ranked? Is he up there with...
He's about number 4.
He's an incredible drummer. He does a drum
John
solo
Bonham.
Will blow you away. Guaranteed.
Stuart Copeland.
Stuart Copeland, you like.
Dave Grohl.
Animal from the Muppets.
How do you feel about the bongos?
No.
There's bongos at Fleetwood Mac.
Only where it's
is
appropriate.
There sure is.
Do you know what? I've been often asked this. If you do one job in the world, what would it be? Mm. You know what mine would be?
What?
Playing the bongos for Curtis Mayfield.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool.
No one is having more fun than the bongo player and Curtis Mayfield.
I have thought of a time I would like the bongos.
I've got my hands full with the cowbell.
Well, you have. I'd like to hear the bongos only when I'm in a conga line. I have to have a few drinks.
Mm.
Well,
and not at the front.
Two out of three we've got.
Yes. Now, I'd only be in the middle in a conga line.
You know who I'd like to hear play the bongos?
Who?
Andre Rieu.
Okay. No, give the royal in. More your sort of string kind of guy, though.
Boogada, 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 boogada. Get the jungle drums going, Andre.
Probably be gifted at that.
Is that
too.
A big sound in Vienna?
I wouldn't have thought so.
So you're going to Fleetwood Mac?
I'm going to Fleetwood Mac.
Can't wait for you to
are
go.
Are you going to sing wait. Along? Are you going to be really dead? Oh. Are you going to embarrass me?
I'm going to cry.
You will.
I'm going to cry.
Neil Finn steals the show.
Oh.
He is amazing. Right. He is a goddamn international treasure. We'll claim him as ours.
Do they do Landslide?
Yeah. Of course they do.
Oh, my God.
They do Husk.
Tusk.
You have a Husk.
No, I didn't do Tusk.
I would do.
That's not bad. I don't mind them not doing
Do they have any cowbell?
Sure.
No, yes, they would.
They do. Mick Fleetwood does a solo, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. There's got to be a cowbell
there.
And he
just shuts his eyes and just plays and it's like,
oh, it's obvious. Just listen to the recordings.
Speaking of clowns, Dave now closing his eyes doing Fleetwood.
Thank you.
Mick Fleetwood. We should get on with it.
Didn't expect any more from you. Disappointed in you, Dave. I look forward to hearing what you got. Hey, when we come back, guess what?
What?
Straight into Clown of the Week.
Yes, and you can get involved and you might win yourself a Karcher pressure washer too, thanks to Karcher.
Karcher, you say. They are a new sponsor.
They are, and whatever the cleaning task, they have the solution.
I'll have to hose you down with a Karcher after the Fleetwood Mac contest.
How dare you?
Yeah. Seem a bit
1-3-3-5-3, you want to get involved with Clown of the Week. We'll do it right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down the throat.
Please explain.
I'm let you finish.
Jason.
He's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Karcher pressure washer. Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
Bang!
Yes.
There it is. Welcome aboard, Karcher. This is high power.
This is very important stuff. This sponsor.
This could take your makeup off.
That's
how high.
I've copped it today.
Oh, what do you mean?
You said you're going to hose me down with a Karcher. I don't. I'm not that grubby because it does a good job.
Karcher, I call it the Italian rake. It is the greatest of all time. Welcome aboard. We've got some guests in from Karcher today to make sure we smash the bottle of champagne across the bow properly.
Well, we welcome you.
And don't damage their fine product.
I know what I'm doing before I go to Fleetwood Mac.
What's that?
Just a quick Karchering of the concrete driveway. Can't wait. I don't know what I'm more excited about.
It's so exciting.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to give some away, some Karchers.
We've got a couple of Karchers, yeah.
Have we really?
Two to give away.
Two to give away, so you better make it big, gang. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Leah.
Hi. Joan, you don't really need to wear makeup, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Leah. Bless you.
No Karcher for you.
The vegan neighbour who took his neighbours to court for having barbecues and bouncing their balls in their backyard.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So the vegan who complained about the smell from a barbecue wafting over
fish.
Her fence has gone nuts and has taken it all the way to the Supreme Court.
She has. She also complained.
You know where she wants to take it now? The food court.
Sorry, this is the second time I've laughed at that joke, but it's really genuine.
I'm going to keep doing it till it wears thin with you.
I like it.
Oh, that's funny.
She's going to the High Court.
I'm worried about her.
Well, because there were 6,000 people were prepared to have a mass barbecue. It'd be like a Bunnings. Not since Bunnings have I seen so many people milling around a barbecue.
They were outside her house.
I feel maybe she's feeling the pressure a little.
I think that's been cancelled, that community barbecue. Mm.
Well, I would check the weather and see if you can get downwind.
Yes.
If she can get downwind.
I protested about the fact that she also didn't want to hear the sound of children playing basketball. And cigarette smoke, that's, of course, fine for her to object to. But the actual living in a neighbourhood, apparently.
Living in the neighbourhood. The barbecue is the greatest Australian tradition. It should be our coat of arms.
Yeah.
A couple of people, some tongs, some barbecue tongs crossed, and a barbecue.
You're right.
That should be our new flag.
All right.
Sorry, Leah, well done. We may get back to you.
Yes,
Joseph. Joseph, who's the clown?
G'day. First time caller, long time listener.
Good on you.
Okay. Didn't have a clown until about 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Michael Malloy, how can you not like Fleetwood Mac?
See?
Yeah, I agree.
I like Husk.
That's Husk, mate.
And also, it wasn't... We're talking about Rumours, which is ultimately one of the best albums ever released.
Really?
And we have been through this about a year ago when I was going on about
Fleetwood
Mac.
That should be played in elevators.
I beg your pardon.
You know, Coles Radio.
You are honestly offending our audience.
Get their hands on a copy.
Coles Radio play it, and they go great gangbusters.
I've been in a parody poster of Fleetwood Mac.
I know you.
Where I played Mick Fleetwood, and let's just say he's porked up a bit. Well, you gave yourself the plum role of Stevie.
Well, who else am I going to play? Who else am I destined to play in my life?
All right.
Thank you, Joseph.
A point
understood,
taken, Joseph.
Should we go to one of ours?
Well, fire away. Who do you want to go to?
Well, what about Shane Warne?
Shane Warne? Well, not Shane Warne. No.
Oh no, no.
I want to do Brexit, and I want to do London, and I want to do Boris Johnson for not
well, Boris
taking
Johnson, really.
Shane Warne's advice. Yeah. Listen and learn from the master.
To look at the whole Brexit thing, a couple of things that stand out for me. After, what is it, 40 years or such a long period of time, you've asked the public to vote for these things. They vote. And then the most searched thing on Google, what is Brexit? People didn't know what they were voting for. And the second thing is you've made the decision, it's done, get on with it. Boris is good, everyone's great, get on with it. It's a great country, get on with it.
There it is, get on with it.
And we use that
advice. That should be our slogan.
It should be our slogan for life.
What's the Latin for get on with it?
Corpius, go on a bit.
Get on with it.
Hey.
Hey, beg your pardon.
How dare you? That's what I said to Fleetwood Mac at the 2-hour mark.
What do you mean?
Hey, can I tell you why Shane Warne, to me, is the greatest mind of our generation and why you should listen to him?
Mm. All right.
So here's the greatest thing I ever saw. You may remember when he was going out with supermodel actress Liz Hurley. He always corrects me. It's my fiance. But do you remember the big kerfuffle when she was going to turn up at his house in Brighton in Melbourne and the world's media was camped out the front of his big double gates?
Yeah.
And the day before, she arrived, her car pulled up, it went in and unloaded a double mattress, which he left on the driveway for about 6 hours. And the spiders went all around the world. And I went, Shane Warne. Look, I knew you're a fan.
It wasn't a temper mattress, that's for sure.
I knew he was a fan of the drop-in pitch, but that is. Hey, we've got one call, Chris. Chris, what did you want to say, mate?
I'd like to clown myself.
Oh,
here we go.
Well, a couple of weeks back there, I was just driving my Uber around Tanner Reach in Brisbane, and had this phone call, picked up a guy. They were in a no-standing zone. I made him walk down to me. Christina moved the seat forward, which is his personal assistant. We chatted all the way to his motel.
Yep.
We talked about the last time he was in Brisbane, it was when Richard Crowe died.
Yep.
And who was it, Chris?
Who was it?
Mick Fleetwood.
Whee! Oh. Bang!
Rock royalty.
How about that? Clown yourself, you dick. That is... give him a Karcher, Dave.
All right, you've got yourself a brand new Karcher washer. They're German engineered, up to 50 times more powerful, and use 80% less water compared to a garden hose. Yeah,
amazing. I'm going to shower in it.
In a Karcher? Yeah. Oh, I could hose you down. Chuck a bit of soap.
You'll need
on, you
somebody
know,
to do it for
how
you.
How dare you?
Might take a while.
Let's take a break and come back. More clowns. Well, let's bat them up. We've got more to
keep
go
them
for
coming,
right
people.
Here.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Okay, do not drop something like that just before we go on to air. Right. Someone we know and someone quite famous, Jane, has just suggested is a swinger.
How did
and you
swinger?
Can't say that.
What can I?
Hang around.
It's quite shocking.
I'll give you some multiple choice options. It's Clown of the Week. We're giving away Karchers.
Yes.
To the good ones. And
7-year warranty, by the way.
This is a coveted thing to have. Yeah. Not everybody has one of these.
Won't touch the sides in 7 years.
No.
That's just coming into its prime.
Just getting, worn in.
That's it. That'll be in the peak.
Yeah.
Peak condition. They're the good years, 7 and onwards for the Karcher. Mike, who's the clown of the week, mate?
I like to clown the English supporters for booing Smith.
Were
they booing him last night?
They booed him when he went out on 240 or whatever it was.
But there's got to be English supporters embarrassed by that.
Oh, they are.
Surely.
I'll tell you who I'd like to clown.
Who's that?
Channel 9.
What have they done?
Channel 9. Uh-oh. Now, let me preface this by saying they did offer to come around to my house.
Yeah, and put your name
and put up an aerial, so thank you.
Big point.
Kind offer.
That's right.
Big point. But you cannot watch. Hey, pick a channel.
Hmm.
Pick a channel, either Gem, or let's have a listen to the promo Channel 9 running for the Ashes.
The greatest Ashes ever is on right before our eyes.
The unmissable fourth test, Wednesday on 9 Jam.
It is missable.
if you don't have Jam.
And you're right, it is the greatest Ashes of all time, and I can't friggin' watch it. Jeez.
How did you watch it last night?
Oh, well, it was on 9. See, this is what they do, pick a channel. So if the block's not on, the block is dictating whether we get to watch.
Scotty Cam's dictating. Yeah.
Scotty Cam in
Australia and our cricket.
I'd like to put him in his hard hat, put him on the crease, and let Joffrey
and Keithy
bowl beanies at him until you hit him in the head and take him off unconscious.
Maybe Channel 9's big plan, though, because Jem rated its socks off.
Yeah, of course it
does. So maybe they just want to build that platform as well.
No, they don't. No, they don't want to mess with the block.
Oh, okay.
How does the block outrate the greatest sporting contest in the world for Australians on day one when the Ashes is still alive? And while we're at Channel 9.
Yeah, what?
Todd Woodbridge hosting the cricket. Have I opened up about his foot? No, Jane. No,
he can host the cricket. Why can't he? He's a host.
He's never played cricket.
It doesn't matter. So he's a host.
He doesn't know shit about
it. Of course he does. He does.
Okay, well, I'll host The Voice then. I'll know all about singers.
Well, you could, because you know about entertainment.
Yeah, well,
I do. Singer would be good at that.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's required as a host, and then you go to experts who are the cricketers.
Yeah, okay, well, can you host the President's Cup when it comes out?
Of course I could.
Could you?
Yeah.
That'd be great if you did that.
Well, I'm sure people would love it.
You know as much about golf as Todd Woodbridge knows about cricket.
I know a bit now.
The others have to sit there.
Got to get in the hole.
Have to sit there and have to pretend they're dumb. It's like, you know, when you're trying to talk to a child, they may as well be sitting around on kiddie chairs. Okay, Todd, well, what happens here is you'll find there's a second innings. That's right.
Is that
both
how they talk to him?
Come out again.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Well, it is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for Channel 9. You know what? I wish you'd get Warnie to host Wimbledon. What do you think? Would that be a great idea, Jane?
They couldn't afford
him. Would you love that?
Get on with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Wardy, I was just fluffing your pillows.
I'm going to get on with it because I want to talk about...
No catcher for me.
No.
I want to clown Tom Gleisner.
Tommy G.
You dirty man.
Ogling at Robin Lawley, the model. Sorry, calls herself a plus size model. Looks about a size 8 to me. But anyway, her looking at her cleavage on Have You Been Paying Attention
terrible.
On Monday night.
Do you know who he is? He's Australia's Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. That's a bit
you
harsh.
Know that. It's
I'll
true.
Tell you what, see if you can hear in this
He's
bit.
He's checking out her boozies.
When he can, when he looks at her boobs.
This is a plus size model who's about. In his
She's
defense,
probably 6'3".
In his defense, his head is
right at boob level.
Right at boob height.
See if you can get the moment that he does the ogle.
All right,
Robin, you've done some amazing magazine covers, Sports Illustrated, Vogue. What's next?
I've got something coming out exciting. I can't tell you anything, unfortunately.
As Tommy said, I think that was a third nipple.
Does he get suspended or something? Or does he have to go and face a tribunal? Or
I think Tom's pretty clean-skinned.
Hang
on.
He's dirty old man.
I've told you,
strong?
He's litigious and he'll sue you, and so he should. We've got time for more?
He's a litigious man.
What about the proposal? Oh,
Andy, what about Andy? Oh, okay. Let's take Andy's call. Andy.
Hey, hello.
Who do you want to clown?
I want to clown you, Mick, for wearing micro pants to your squash game.
Oh. Yes. Oh, how dare you.
Andy, what more horrifying sight could you see than Mick Malloy getting around in his lycra derps on a squash court?
Yeah, speedo trunks.
Hey, kids in the car.
Sorry, we should have given a warning.
Yeah. Mate, I need to explain that, Andy. Give him a carcher.
Oh, you got yourself a carcher. Well done, Andy. Well
can I say this? So what happened? I went to squash and it was at the aquatic centre and I didn't have my shorts.
Mm.
So I go up, I see a retail shop, I say, hi, have you got shorts? He goes, well, we only stock Speedo. So I had a look at the actual Speedos and went, you know, this is probably going to bring embarrassment to the sport. So they directed me to the Lycra pants.
Oh, my God.
Size 38, Lycra, beige.
No.
There's a couple of interesting sweat stains for you, Jane.
Okay. Do they hold everything in place?
And I believe Squash Australia are going to post something on their website.
Are they?
Well, yes, they are.
They'd be mad to do that. You're the poster boy for Squash.
Can we come back and do the proposal? We've still got one more break of this.
We'll do it.
I want to do the proposal, and I also want to get to Bear Grylls. He's a clown.
Oh, yeah.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown is going to join us in the second hour. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy all around Australia on 2GO 107.7 in
What's happening there?
Central Coast. It's a shout out to the people on the Central Coast of New
Who's
South
Wales. Who's up
there? 2GO.
Coffs?
That's Coffs Harbour. That's a bit further north.
Jane, get the whiteboard out. Don't you know anything about this country? Spend all your time in the leafy suburbs of Sydney,
Melbourne.
What do
you know? You just said.
I've done eight laps. Someone on this show was going to.
What are you talking about? Careful what you're saying.
Well, I'll tell everyone who you told me swings in a minute. That's a bombshell, that is. Who would have thought? Watch your TVs.
Yeah.
Stop that. Stop right
Mandy
now.
And Rob for breakfast.
See if you can pick it. Mandy.
I bet you like Mandy, but you don't care for Rob.
I like Mandy, but I couldn't give a stuff about Rob.
Rob's a good guy.
You know what? I reckon he's dragging that show down.
He's not. You might
Mandy,
know him.
Cut him loose. Sometimes you've got to cut off the branch to save the tree.
That's what people say about us.
Wee.
Why you should be cut loose.
Why would you say
past your prime.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Jeez.
Well, this might be an example.
What?
Because during the week, I was doing we were talking about the royal family and Meghan Markle and Harry.
We established
and you
this
dropped the F-bomb, which is incredibly unprofessional.
I never dropped the F-bomb.
Well, I thought you did, so I dumped you.
Mm. You did, and I've never been dumped on radio before.
First time.
And I swear to God.
I'm so glad it was me then.
Straight outside the headmaster's office for you, it was. I'd contest this, but.
All right, let's. Hey, everybody. We've beeped out.
This is what was cut from the show.
Right. Yeah, have a listen.
Meghan, of course.
The devil's work.
She has said, Harry, I want my own foundation. I'm not having it with your brother and sister-in-law.
It's really sad what's happened to that lot. As soon as you let a commoner in.
Well, that's what happens, isn't it?
They're all commoners, really, aren't they?
Wow.
Okay, no, David.
Now, is that what went to air or was cut out?
That wasn't.
Well, that's the bit that was cut out, but we bleeped it. You bleeped it and played it. I'm going to play it to you now unbleeped because I did not say the F word.
Do you have to say then what you believe you say?
No.
No, because people have to listen
I believe I said in fact.
Yes.
Not in fact.
Yes.
Is the word.
In fact is what you're saying.
I believe is the word I just said.
All right.
Let's have a look.
Can you say that on?
Meghan, she has said, Harry, I want my own foundation. I'm not having it with your brother and sister-in-law.
It's really sad what's happened to that lot. As soon as you let a commoner in.
Well, that's what happens, isn't it?
In fact, they're all commoners.
Okay, so that's what I heard. I went, Dave, we have to dump.
No, that's.
Potty mouth Malloy.
Hey, I said a proper word. Have we got Jane swearing on air?
I admitted to that.
You actually said it.
I admitted to swearing on air at least.
Because that is horrific as well. I can't believe I've had to dump both talent.
Can I clown Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls.
This is quite
one
bizarre.
One of nature's hard men. Taken down by a bee. Yes. Did you see his big head of face?
Blown up like a balloon.
It's like a melon. And you go, one of the great outdoorsmen, drinks his own urine, cannot handle a little bee sting.
Been quite a brute of a bee sting, this. It's made all of, this part of me swell up. I feel a bit like the Elephant Man. It's actually quite hard, though, to see out of this eye. It feels like a bit of a price to pay for a bit of honey. But if you risk nothing, you gain nothing. The irony is, out of all the massive, lethal, aggressive man-eating crocs and snakes and alligators I've dealt with over the years, the one that gets me is a bee.
That is pretty funny.
It looks like he's had an anaphylactic fit.
I think it's an anaphylactic reaction.
Can I tell my Mick Jagger story, please?
Yes.
Yes.
So you know Mick Jagger, and it's similar to the
No, I don't
about,
know him,
about
but I'm
Mick,
interested.
About Mick Jagger. Mm-hmm. Whereas he deliberately used to put bees down his underpants to bite his penis.
Well, a bit of a swell.
It would get bigger.
Really?
Why would I make that up, Jane?
Why would you let a bee sting your dick?
Okay. So it would swell up and for at least a short period of time. Hello, girls, dinner's on. Have a look. Here we go.
I would have thought sleeping with Mick Jagger's enough. Who cares what size
I thought the low humming from your underpants may have been a giveaway. I swear that's true.
That's a good story.
Like a whopper, what do you call it, a hive or something.
Yeah,
what?
They,
yeah, beehive.
He's a beekeeper. What's the word for an apiarist?
I tell you what, if that's what he's doing, I don't know what the Bee Gees are up to. Hey, we're going to take a break.
Thank you
very much. Can we give away one more card show? We give away two. Can we got the guys in? Yes.
Oh, they're giving us a thumbs up.
Oh,
thanks,
card
show.
Yes.
Who are we going to give it to?
Why don't we give it to, I don't know.
All right.
Oh, let's have a think about it. Right. No, we'll give it out in the next one.
Okay,
I know
done.
It's got to be in this segment. What about,
Jane? Give it to me.
You're not getting it? You've already got one.
Why not? We haven't spoken to
Okay, Christina.
Them.
Christina, let's give it, take a call.
Yep.
Christina, what would you like?
Hi.
Who's the clown? Who's the clown?
Oh, the the guy in Spain who was caught out growing marijuana on his rooftop during the filming of the...
This is fantastic. You brought this to the table, Joan.
I did. This is a helicopter shot of a cycling race in Spain. As the chopper's going over, there's all these tops of elevated buildings, high-rise buildings, and one beautiful green crop of soon-to-be-picked marijuana plants that now the government owns, or the police.
You know what? We should give that guy a catcher.
That's right.
How good would your crop be if you're
I don't think it's for spraying
if you're high-pressurized.
Catcher might not like that link.
I'm not sure whether that's
it's good for all occasions.
Brain.
Let's give it to Christina.
I don't care what side of the street you're working, the catcher's the only option. Good on Christina.
Thank you, catcher, as well. Up next, it's Mick's GoFundMe.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick's GoFundMe! Mick's GoFundMe!
This is the most fiercely contested segment on radio.
It's amazing.
It's about the greatest minds of our generation and their brilliant ideas, giving them a platform for them and rewarding them. It's a GoFundMe. I will GoFund your project if I think there's merit to it.
I haven't heard a dud idea so far.
Well, so far.
So competitive.
I've given 500 girls to a girl who wanted to buy a horse, as long as she called it Mick. With Sarah, she won for developing a morning pill for
morning after pill
for dogs.
Yep.
John, well, I gave it to his mate if he streaked at the Ashes. Didn't do it. The fluoro flanno.
Oh, that's smart.
Because tradie wants to wear a flanno during winter. You can go out all of a sudden, you've got your flanno and you're safe.
Be seen,
safe
be
as houses. The Lazy Susan fridge. Well, so you open your fridge door and just spin. How good is that?
Cheese.
And here's last week's winner.
So what it is, it's a coaster that sits on the bar at the pub.
Yep.
So when you've got a quarter of your beer left, it starts flashing and the bar staff knows.
Oh, that's
genius. Oh, that's so it's weight sensitive.
Weight sensitive.
So once it works out, it goes, oh, this is a mayday situation. It should blow up when you've had more than eight.
Yeah.
That's clever.
It should be cooled as well. So it could, these are all good. We had Dave Lawson from Utopia, a funny man, on the show this week, and he said he's been trying to ring through, couldn't get through because the lines.
He listens particularly on a Friday.
Busy, and he had a good idea for a GoFundMe.
You know on a toilet it's got a half flush and a full flush?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What about a third flush? Turbo flush. Sometimes you need to gurney the sides.
So it's like a Karcher.
It's like a Karcher. It's a Karcher button.
I'll put that to Karcher.
Yeah.
They could own that market.
Yeah, R&D.
That would be one of the greats. And then I pitched my idea to him, which you rubbished, but
I've given it more thought.
So it's called the beer train. So it's like the sushi train.
Yeah.
So, but you have it on the bar, so they just chug around with different pots. And different things. So you might have a pot, and you go, oh, I might have a Negroni, or grab the Negroni.
Negroni.
Or I might have the espresso martini.
Yeah.
And then you just keep all your glasses. And then you go up at the end and you go, how much?
And I said, that's a bit like San Sebastian when you go to all those bars.
Who's San Sebastian? What's he do?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a town in Spain where you have all those.
Pardon me, Your Majesty. Sorry, we're clearly missing different circles.
No, and you have all those bits of food, and then they count your toothpicks and however many toothpicks you've got left. That's how much you owe.
Really?
Wow.
Haven't you been to Sense?
No.
Mate, I'd walk out of there with like a box of matches. Mate, can I tell you this?
What?
My mind is great. So then you just go and then do it. And you can get away with it if you glassed someone.
Okay, we don't.
Your confidence in your own abilities never fails to surprise me. You're a genius, aren't you?
I was once playing poker with a few of my mates, and we were late, and we'd run out of chips, so I opened a box of Jats crackers, and I put them out, and we're using them as chips. Anyway, my mate, who's, let's say, may have had the munchies at the time, he's got all the Jats crackers, and I've just quietly walked down and put some cheese in front of him, and watched him eat $800 worth of chips.
That's awesome.
That's ridiculous.
Here's another idea that's been sent to us. This is from Will Huston.
All right.
How about $500 award towards the creation of the Janie and Mickey dolls, similar to Barbie and Ken?
Now you're talking. I always wanted to be a doll.
But with more attitude,
okay.
Both with a push-button speech function,
mm-hmm.
It sings stuff or does stuff. I've actually been working on my prototype.
What?
Have you got my doll there, Dave?
Yeah.
Pull it.
I go off like a firecracker in the sack.
See? That's almost ready for production. I'll pull it again.
Okay.
Blow it out your ass, dick face.
That's not bad.
Who would want that?
Have we got another one there? Watch this.
Jane, don't touch me there.
Whoa, I beg your pardon.
Hey, hey.
Listen, wow. Hashtag.
Your dollars.
Cheapest.
We get the idea. Hey, let's take a caller. Wayne? Right.
Hello, Wayne.
Hello. I want to invent a little compartment you put in your baby's pram underneath where the baby sits so you can sit, smuggle alcohol into footy events, sit in the non-alcohol part.
Why not? Very smart. Okay. I like
it. Hang on, hang on.
What?
Are you suggesting you would like to reward a man who wants to use his baby as a drug mule?
Not drug.
Yeah. It is. Alcohol's a drug.
Just a little bit of grog.
It's legal.
A little bit of beer is legal. It is indeed, Wayne. And you know what?
And we get one of those, like, tiny bottles from the minibar for them.
I have a better suggestion, baby. Wayne.
Yeah.
Leave your baby at home.
No, take the baby. They won't look at you.
Take the baby. Have some fun. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Thanks, Wayne. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I feel really good about this idea. Go ahead. Tell us quick.
Okay, so it's a ladder designed for those guys that are over 40 that shouldn't be climbing ladders.
Yeah. We talked about this. Jane said we shouldn't be climbing ladders.
Saying, yeah, people over 40 shouldn't climb.
Yeah, it's electric ladder. You stand on a platform. It has two handles on the side that raise up with the platform that are electronic.
So you don't have to step up?
No, you don't have to step. Just press the button.
Like an escalator.
Like an escalator.
Not bad.
Hey.
Okay, what about this? What about this, Chris? It's got a chair on the side, like those ones that go up staircases. So you put the little chair and you sit down. Now you're not even standing.
See how the prototype has developed, Chris?
Chris, you may get
stand by,
some
Chris.
Funding.
That's very good.
Okay, let's go to a song. We'll come back and we'll boot this home. More ideas, please. 1-3-5-3. It's hotting up.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
My doll's still there. Have we got another
let me just pull
little
that
just...
Guys want to be me. Girls want to do me.
That's the Mick doll. That's the prototype.
Don't mind that.
Like
am I mute,
Jack.
Am I?
Well... We haven't,
I'll tell you what I say. Oh, groan. I beg your pardon. How dare you?
Pardon me, Your Majesty.
Pardon me. Well, that's all I ever say on this show is that'll do from you. How dare you?
Well,
it's all I ever say. Shut up.
This is nagging or telling
it's pretty
me
naggy. Off. Oh, well.
I think your doll could
it
be.
It is what it is. No, careful.
What? What are you going to say?
A whole hour I've put up of you. With you, of you. Let's go to calls quick.
Let's go to calls. Here we go. GoFundMe. Here we go. There's $500 on offer today.
Let's go to Will.
Will. Start with Will.
Hello. Yeah.
Will, what's your big idea, mate?
Hi, Will.
G'day, guys. Love the show. My idea is pretty simple. Mick, how many times do you reckon you've pulled the couch apart looking for your remote?
A lot. A lot. Yes, I have.
So it's a button on the television... because you never lose a TV that sends a signal to your remote and makes a beep.
Oh, that's good. Oh, it's like a find me sort of button, isn't it?
Yeah, Will, that's not the one we were after.
Did you have another?
I've got this, and I do have a second one.
Well, your second one's probably going to win it.
All right. Well, this is for the people that like to go to the supermarket and don't want to deal with the bung wheel on the shopping trolley is your own shopping trolley.
Yeah.
That when you get it back to your car, you can push it into the car and the wheels retract. Like an ambulance trolley.
I love this.
It's very, very clever.
So you know, like an ambulance trolley. So I've been
a gurney.
So for the times that I can remember, being carted out of venues and loaded into an ambulance. Yes. So they don't. So it's like a gurney table, and it's at the right height, and so the legs just
clickety click, boom,
in you go
straight into your SUV.
So, imagine a shopping trolley.
Yep.
Where the same thing happens. So it's at the right height for your boot. You open the door.
But don't look at me like you have to explain it to me.
And then the whole thing just goes.
I get it. So does our audience. We get it.
Well, who else do I explain it to?
You don't have to explain to anyone. Will just explained it perfectly.
That's not true.
Very clearly.
No, I really did need to illustrate that. Otherwise, you don't understand it.
All right. Okay. Go on.
You're not going to win, Will. Sorry.
Next.
Jane just killed it.
I didn't kill it.
Proctor.
Yeah, g'day, Rick.
What's your big idea?
How are you, guys? Flushable toilet roll, the cardboard that's left in the toilet paper.
Oh,
you don't want to chuck it in the bin, it's a pain in the arse.
Can I ask where you were when you came up with this idea?
I've actually stolen the idea like all good ideas. Took it from my brother.
Oh, from your brother?
Yep.
Right.
He's
been done?
Has been done 2011.
It's been done, Proctor.
Yeah. In 2011, a flushable toilet paper roll was named as the year's most useless product. because of that, the flushing it down the toilet.
It's not necessarily the way we look at it here, though.
No, but I like it. I think it's quite sensible. It would do well in my house, I tell you.
All right. Well, if anyone was ever allowed to use your toilet, I'm sure that would be a good idea.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
What's your idea?
Mine's, you know, like getting an aluminium can, you know, beer or whatever, that changes colour when it's exactly at the right temperature to drink. So it's ice cold, because you never, you know, you put stuff in the freezer.
They're not ready.
The time you forget about it.
You know, it's not ready. Or if you go up to an Esky, you can look at the all of the cans.
That's
and go,
true.
Oh, I'll have the one that, these ones are ready, or these ones are medium rare.
Because there's nothing worse than not having that beer icy, icy cold, is there?
And it's still half cold.
Oh, my God.
Put it in the bin.
Hey, Mark.
That's a good
that
idea.
That is right up there.
All right, let's try. Time for one more.
I think
Andrew,
there's a theme going here. What's your idea,
what's
Andrew?
What's your big idea for GoFundMe?
Hi. My idea is, you know, when you need to put your empty beer in the rubbish bin.
Yeah, in the pedal bin.
When you go and put your foot on the pedal, an arm reaches out from the fridge with a nice, fresh, cold beer ready for you to drink. So you don't even have to bend over or open the fridge. It just presents it to you.
So the lid comes up, the can goes in, and another one just
mysteriously comes forth that's icy cold. Dispensed.
Well, it's hooked up to your fridge.
It's all hooked up.
The fridge.
Sure.
All right. Well, they're all good ideas. I did like Will's, but I'm going to go with Mark. Mark, the aluminium can that changes when it's icy cold. I think it's the way to go. That's the type of technology. What's that mob you love?
It's
Dyson. What a
Dyson. Yeah, if Dyson got hold of that.
Stop frigging around in the
vacuum cleaners
and get involved in some of this aluminium can technology that tells me when my beer is icy cold.
Congratulations, Mark.
Mark, you got yourself $500.
Bang.
Awesome.
Well done. Next GoFundMe back again next Friday. Dr. Chris Brown going to join us next.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this is going to boot us home for another week, people. And then it is party time.
I think you're getting a little overexcited.
Oh, I am. I've got the engine running. I'm double parked.
Uh-oh.
I'm in my golf pants. I've got my golf glove on.
Well, lucky they're not your Speedos.
Hey, you wish you were there.
No, I don't.
I was playing squash in Speedos for anyone who's interested.
We are going to have quite a lot coming up in the next hour, which is very exciting. Well, I'll tell you who I want to look at and talk about. A hero.
Oh, yeah.
A real hero.
Not Chris Brown again.
No, Steve Smith.
Oh, Steve Smith. He's like a normal Chris Brown. Like, you know what, dude? You know what you do? You get Chris Brown to play Steve Smith in a movie about Steve Smith.
Oh.
You know how they make people look
better
looking than
Steve
they
Smith
are
should
in real
be
life.
So lucky to have Chris Brown play him.
All right, we're going to do the Wigan review. We've got a lot, but let's start with the aforementioned.
Last time Chris Brown was in, he let us in on this interesting cultural experience during a recent visit to Marrakesh.
I was on foot just trekking through the city, and I mean, I had an interesting encounter with a local guy who offered me a lot of Moroccan dirhams.
He wants a dinner.
He often gets what he wants and does have a selection of teeth that you can buy, I think, to be inserted back into your head at a later date. But he approached me with some pliers.
What the hell?
Well, I think he was saying that he had experience. I'm running a substantial jaw. There's plenty of teeth in there. I'm sitting on a good neck.
He's seen you coming going, well, this is like a prize bull here.
Please welcome back one of the show's faves, Dr. Chris Brown.
He's lost a tooth. I can see his smile. Imagine that. Hi, Chris.
You could get
one of Dr. Chris Brown's teeth and hang it around your neck like the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah.
You know, remember Christopher Eckens in the Blue Lagoon?
Yeah.
So this comes to a point where it has to stop.
No.
It's bordering on bullying and harassment and hashtag.
You hold a flame for Dr.
Don't
Chris
hold
Brown.
A flame.
Why
Chris
would you
knows.
Be embarrassed about it or not?
I'm not embarrassed.
It's a professional relationship.
Thank you, Chris. It always has been.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I get along well with men. A lot of men. And this is the problem. Well, no. You don't have a lot of women friends, so you wouldn't know.
Well, depends.
So it's a no to one of my incisors around your neck? Is that what you...
I think so.
I'll have it. Okay. Hey, now, Chris, you were on the other night on an episode of Utopia.
I was.
Very funny. With Jane's dog. Mm. Indy, did you meet Indy? Is that dog malnourished? Is it badly looked after? Did you have to clip it? Did it have a bucket on its head when it wasn't on screen?
Actually, it wasn't the same episode.
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
And people think that was just a coincidence. That was deliberate as part of the deal with the showbiz mum of Indy, the dog. She wasn't happy with her dog being in the same scene as me. So
I couldn't have her upstaged. Yeah. And so, and I'm predicting Best New Talent in the Logies. Oh. And this is how it's going to go. And I might even present the award. Good evening, everybody. It's great to be here. I'm here to present the award for Best New Talent for 2020. And the nominations are Indy Kennedy for her appearance in Utopia. Round of applause. Thank you. Dr. Chris Brown for his appearance in Utopia.
Wow.
And the winner is Indy Kennedy.
It's a hell of an after party when the two nominees, one squeezes the other one's anal glands. I mean, that's never been done before at the Logies, as far
or
as I'm aware.
It
wouldn't be the first time. Hello, Ernie.
Well, speaking of celebrity dogs.
Can I just say, when you were on set as a stage mum, was that for Indy or for Chris?
I told you, drop it. It's not funny anymore.
That's kind of it.
No, it's not.
Hey, what other celebrity dogs have you been?
Well, Amanda Keller had a bit of an emergency, didn't she?
She did actually. Look, I'm on call all hours to a lot of different.
Oh, don't
different
tell
dogs.
Me that, Chris.
Celebrity and not. You are on that list, Jane Kennedy. Don't you worry about that.
That dog's going to have a bucket on its head by about 9 o'clock tonight, I reckon. She's going to go home and break Indy's leg. Right.
The only restriction we have, Jane, is that I think the court instructed 200 meter limit.
You're right.
The dog can pass closer than that.
Correct.
That's right.
I look, the other night I did get a call from the lovely Amanda Keller.
Yeah.
My initial instinct was that, you know, she's been drinking again.
you're in trouble.
Thankfully, that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And her dog, she has a border collie, lovely border collie called Minnie.
They're smart dogs, right?
Well, in this case, the dog Minnie is named ironically because it is the probably the most morbidly obese border collie I've ever seen.
Really?
In your professional opinion.
I'm very open. Look, because she doesn't pay the vet bills, there's no patient-doctor confidentiality here. That's way.
Go for your life.
But I don't think I've ever seen an overweight border collie because they're just on the go the whole time.
I'll send you a photo of Minnie.
Okay.
Can your stomach staple a dog?
I'm looking into it. Don't worry. That may be the next step.
What happened to poor Minnie?
Look, Minnie had Amanda had been away for the day, out during the day, and when she got home, Minnie didn't eat a dinner, which, as you can imagine, is highly irregular.
Out of character.
Yeah.
And so people assumed there was an emergency going on. So I went around and you know, with my little vet kit and did a little consultation. Amanda put the wine down for this.
We've got a lot in common, Amanda and I.
Yeah, we do. And examined her, and look, you know, the only abnormal sign was just her gut was a bit tense, her stomach was a bit tense.
We're talking about Amanda or the
both, to be fair. And so, look, I diagnosed a stomach upset. Clearly, in the course of hoovering the local park, Minnie had taken on board something that wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
And so I gave her essentially the equivalent of my Lanta and some Buscopan to try to, you know, settle things down. Mm-hmm. And the one test I like to do is actually give them a treat or a bit of food just to see what the appetite's doing. That's a really important measure of where they're at after the treatment. And so I said, have you got some dog biscuits around? And Amanda said, yeah, like in the cupboard, you know, obviously easily accessible for Minnie. And reached into the cupboard and pulled out a bag of dog biscuits with Dr. Harry's face over them. Amanda Keller, the turncoat. Had been cheating on me all this time.
You're joking.
With my nemesis.
Oh, no.
What an awkward moment. Did she clock it? Did you clock it? Did you look at her?
We knew. We all knew.
Almost the end of the living room on that moment.
It was like the end of a Bold and the Beautiful where they go close on everyone's eyes.
Yeah, the moment that could tear us apart right
we
there.
We feel Dr. your pain, Harry. Chris.
How do you deal with that? What do you go on in silence or do you acknowledge it in any way?
Just she knows. Disappointment.
She knows. I mean, look,
did you put her dog down? That's what I would have done. I would have put her dog down.
Chris, stick around because we have got a real issue in Australia. Chris Hemsworth's dog's missing.
It's a crisis.
We need to find it.
That'd be a good
looking
dog.
Be alert, everybody. It is a beautiful.
It'd be a really good looking dog.
It is a good looking dog. Really don't worry about that.
We'll have superpowers.
Dr. Chris Brown is with us. You can catch him on The Living Room tonight, 7:30 on 10 and the Wynn Network. More after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thank you for listening. We've got our favourite doctor on the line as well from our Sydney studios.
Well, he's up there. I wouldn't say favourite, but he's in the conversation.
Yeah, of course he is, Dr. Chris Brown.
Who else is a favourite vet? Like who?
Yeah, who?
We've said it's not Dr. Harry Cooper.
I do like Dr. Harry Cooper. I like the way he gets away with a hat. He gets away with anyone who can wear a hat like
Beret. Is he still doing the beret?
The flat cap. Yeah.
I mean,
he goes on.
He hides his microphone in that. That's a little behind the scenes fact.
I beg your pardon.
Really? Not that you're bitter.
That's a bombshell.
That is a bombshell.
He hides his microphone.
But that's clever.
It's like secret. He could be in Peaky Blinders.
That's what you get with Harry. You get.
Don't ask where Mick hides his microphone, that's for sure.
Well, not
that's
when
a
I'm on
the squash
series.
Court. No. Okay, there's some very serious and troubling
Let's
news.
Get to the bottom of this. Mm.
The Hemsworths have lost
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth has lost his dog, Sonny. Missing since Wednesday. I would be absolutely bereft.
Gone.
Don't say that.
Done.
Not gone.
No. Waiter, check, please.
No.
Sonny
that's it.
Is a groodle. Mick doesn't know what that is. Chris, would you just explain what a groodle is?
Mick, it's a golden retriever cross poodle, a lovely dog, lovely temperament, very solid.
And smart because it's got poodle in it and not so
why has he got a poodle?
Scatty.
He should.
No, it's
Chris
half a poodle.
Chris Hemsworth should not have a dog that Paris Hilton could carry around
in
her
bag. It's not a poodle. It's a big dog. It's got half poodle.
Can it fight? Can you take it to the fights?
It fight dogs.
Anyway.
This dog would weigh about 35 kilograms, Mickey.
Yes.
It's a big handbag if it's fitting into that.
They have, Elsa and Chris, my best friends, have put it on the Byron Bay Community Board. That was on Wednesday.
That'd be a good reward.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it'd be a good reward.
Someone's probably stolen it.
I'm very concerned, though, in the missing poster, they say.
It's a good-looking dog.
Last seen around 2 p.m. on Wednesday on a property on Bangalow Road. Ran off after getting zapped from electric fence. Now, we're trying to work out, is that their electric fence or someone else's electric fence?
I've been zapped by the Hemsworth's electric fence.
Or you should be.
This is massive. Because
there's something terrible. When you lose a dog, it's devastating. I hope that it hasn't been kidnapped.
Mm.
That's my other thought.
Yeah, you don't look too hopeful, Dr. Chris.
I'm concerned as to what it was doing on the wrong side of the electric fence to then run away. That's the question I've got. It is microchipped. The sign says that.
Chris, if somebody's taken this dog, don't be an idiot. Please give it back. There's kids involved and it's a family. It's a family dog.
That's it. And ultimately, because it has the microchip, it's you're never going to get away with it for too long.
You're not. They'll track it down, hopefully.
They will, and I mean, look, Byron Bay is it's a beautiful community. Surely people will band together and report. I mean, it's a very distinctive looking dog.
I hope it's not a sniffer dog. We'll have its work cut out for it in Byron. It's probably got high.
Well, we
it's
wish. Probably, I'm sending great
probably
vibes.
Probably lying somewhere going, Emma.
No, I hope that Sonny's found. If you know where Sonny is, please, it's very important to the family.
Yeah, and look, I think we can comfortably rule out the fact that Sonny has gone missing in the same way that the Chihuahua in the UK went missing.
Now we're talking turkey.
This is bizarre.
We covered this, Chris, on our show. This was a Chihuahua that was reportedly taken by a seagull which swooped on it in front of its distressed family and then took off with it in the air. How's that?
Well, how's that? That is impossible.
Do you think it's impossible?
I absolutely do. I mean,
it's a big seagull. What about an albatross?
An albatross potentially, but they're not exactly in the habit of swooping in like
a bird of prey.
Chihuahua could only weigh 2 kilos, 3.
Yeah, two.
It could be two.
But they just don't have the wingspan to get the lift. Even a flock isn't going to band together. I mean, even if it was dusted in salt and vinegar, the thing is still not appealing to a seagull.
It was confused for a big chip.
But also, like, the fact that they're now saying that they've found a leg has been sort of mysteriously dropped. I mean, the flock of seagulls isn't the mafia. They're not sending a body part as a reminder to pay an overdue debt. They're not capable of this.
They found fur on a bone that matched the colour of
you'd
this.
You'd love this to be true, wouldn't you?
Me?
Yes.
I'm not mad on chihuahuas, but I don't want to.
Could a seagull or bird of prey have stolen Chris Hemsworth's dog?
No. Impossible.
And then just
Basically, a wedge-tailed eagle can take something up to about a Jack Russell. He's about the limit of their abilities. I haven't done the research myself.
Jack Russell, what about a corgi? Can I do a corgi?
If it was on the thinner side, potentially.
Sausage dog?
Sausage dog, yep, I reckon.
Chris, I'm putting you on the spot here. What was the last consultation you had with...
A pug. Could it take a pug?
Yes.
What was the last consultation you had with an animal? What kind of animal and what was the ailment? Beside Amanda Keller's poor dog.
I actually had a corgi.
Did you really?
That was the last. I was just in the vet clinic the other day. It was a corgi.
Were you the Bondi vet then?
Had it been injured at the corgi fights?
I stepped back into my previous suburb of choice, Mickey. I got your approval at the border.
Check your passport.
And cross back in.
What's wrong with the corgi?
Well, the corgi had a very long spine. Initially thought it had a back issue, maybe a slip disc. And it ended up having, this is very rare, meningitis.
Oh, wow. That's bizarre.
Meningitis.
How does a dog get meningitis?
Well, it can be an infectious thing, so a little... bacteria or it can be a viral meningitis.
I put it to you, the corgi is a canine wombat.
I don't think he's being complimentary when he says that.
Yeah. Do you think there's anything to that?
Something happened years ago.
They are distantly related.
You're drawing a conclusion that...
why have they got such short legs? What happened to them?
Isn't the most svelte, in tune with its own metabolism style of dog. And you'd be right. You'd be absolutely right.
What were corgis used for traditionally when you go back years?
Footstool.
No.
Aristocrats used to use them as a footstool.
But you know how animals are used as they chase rabbits or mice or something like that?
What's a corgi got to chase? Who didn't chase a turtle? Because a corgi.
I love the history of dogs.
Though. Are they fast over the first 40?
Surprisingly, I've been bitten 5 times by dogs, three of them have been by corgis.
No way.
And the other two have been chihuahuas.
No way.
Yeah, I still have the scars on my hand from all those aforementioned bites.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd give each of those dogs a schmecko. Reward them. Good
reward
dog.
Them for that behaviour.
Well, that's why the Queen's got corgis, to keep Philip at distance. She's had him for years.
She gets a bit of a love bite from a corgi.
The funny thing about corgis is, and I've seen this a lot, I don't know if there's science to back this up, because we love the science, but quite often corgis don't like men, which probably explains the Queen's liking
there
for
you
the
go.
Breed.
If Jane was a dog, she'd be a corgi.
For God's sakes. I'd be a German shepherd. What I'd be.
Chris, anything to plug? What are you doing? Is the living room still on? Are you still talking? Are you going to take that? I want to see you settle that on air. That's what I want to say.
I'm not sure I'm ready to step on into those couches this evening.
You're better than that. You're bigger.
Do it tonight, Channel 10.
It's been a tough time.
It'll be great.
You'll see me there.
We love it when you swing by. It's always informative.
Mm. Thank you. Look, thank you. It's very kind. And if Dr. Harry can fill a slot at any stage, just let me know.
It's not ever happening, I promise.
It's obviously where you'd prefer it was at.
Over my dead body.
Look for that microphone. See you later.
Not the Chris Brown. Get any
more. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's been a great week. And by the way, if you missed any of the shows, even today's show, you can always get the podcast. But we bundle it all up, don't we?
Have you?
On a Friday.
Can we have a listen?
This is our week in review.
We started the week with Mick's Father's Day bounty.
Fred, I got a Darth Vader cup that said, "Dad, you're my father."
That's great.
And the other from Lenny, a cup that had a cartoon dinosaur on a tricycle going, "You're rawsome." I said, "Can I call you different names just for the day?" And they go, "Oh, okay, Dad."
And what'd you call them?
So Bing Bong and Nuff Nuff. The best day.
They kill themselves laughing every time
they
said
did,
that.
And then they got tired of it, and I tried it this morning and I got told off. No, Dad.
So we opened up the lines for dads to share their Father's Day haul.
I got a cap that was too small and a shirt that was about 3 sizes too big.
I was told that I was getting a family portrait and it's going to cost me about $250. And I actually never got the voucher for it. They just verbally told me.
So I got a French cooking book signed by my new that said suit Giselle. That was crossed out.
Does anybody know a Giselle, or do you think it might have been in a bargain bin?
I have no idea who Giselle is.
Man of many talents and qualified doctor Rob Sitch joined us.
Do you know what? I came in, I was complaining about my knee.
So I thought,
Doc, I've got a sore knee.
You're hoping for me to say something like prednisolone, injected, intravenous.
What was your advice?
Frozen peas and Gladrap.
5 years
Welcome
of
to my world.
Six, Mick.
A six.
That's when we learn. In the six, we get the thing. We get
three.
Hey, just quietly.
There was this late night TV discovery.
Judy Dench's wild Borneo adventure.
It's all happening in my wild Borneo adventure.
How big is this adventure?
She once did a series based on her tree in a backyard.
I beg your pardon.
What? Called Judy Dench, My Passion for Trees.
I'd rather see Don Burke, My Passion for Trees.
Andrew Datto dropped by.
People weren't being, well, they were trying to be funny, using the Dattos as a punchline because there were so many of you.
Hang on, you did.
Did I?
No, you guys did. People still ask me about the degeneration. They go, remember that time you went on the D-Gen and they said, we're going to have a show with no Dattos in it and it's going to be really funny and really good. And I go, hey, does anyone want a coffee or something? And everyone goes,
oh my God, it's him.
Bear Grylls finally met his match in the wild on a remote island.
He's been taken down, Joan.
Out of all the massive, lethal, aggressive man-eating crocs and snakes and alligators I've dealt with over the years, the one that gets me is a bee.
Never have heroes, kids. He's been taken down by a bee.
Oh, a little bee.
You know what his new show should be? Antique road shows. He's done.
Gary Meehan hinted of some exciting future plans for the former MasterChef judges.
In the new year, there's lots of things happening.
And you're going to do another show. We know all know that.
We're all off to South Africa next week.
This has got pilot written
so,
over it.
We've got a big audience over there, 2.5 million South people. Africa. Well, actually, we did have a big audience because that was MasterChef.
I keep hearing Matt Preston's big in India.
They're all big in India.
He's big everywhere. Let's be honest.
Jane alerted us to the rise of the beg packer.
Rich young students, they fly to Southeast Asia, no job, no cash. So they beg on the roadside to fund their worldwide trip.
You're kidding.
Mick, I'm looking at a picture of a girl dressed in Lululemon. You'll know what that means.
Not really. I know a dancer called Lululemon.
Mick was sporting some questionable activewear.
So I've turned up to Squash, the aquatic centre, and I've forgotten my pants. But being an aquatic centre, all they had was Speedos. I said, do you have any shorts? And they said, well, we do. But the only shorts they had were like
trunks.
I said, do you have them in size 30? I have beaten my partner in a landslide.
Well, no wonder, because he had to look at you mashed up in lycra.
As he refused to go near me while I occupied the team. Oh. What's the opposite of pulling a crowd?
Australian comedy and hair royalty Effie dropped by.
I had a child prior to getting married. I had an immaculately conceived child.
But how would you feel about your body, you know, having a baby because you've got such a rocking figure?
Well, I got my mother to breastfeed my child because she's still breastfeeding my brother and he's 36. Worked out well. You got to improvise in life.
And Jane was the nominated driver after lunch to get back and do the show.
We're going down out the front of a school.
There happened to be a street that had a lot of speed
of a school, so there's speed bumps, and I'm just driving along, and I swear this is true. Every time the car would have a speed bump, all you hear was about 50 bottles. It's like someone's putting the bins out on a Monday morning.
We're moving house, and there are a few boxes that were left over of all the booze.
You're like a mobile tipple tray.
But the week's big controversy was an incident involving Have You Been Paying Attention host Tom Gleisner and model Robin Lawley.
Dirty old man's not a phrase like that.
Hey.
He is ogling plus-size model Robin Lawley's breasts, albeit at eyeball height. See if you can pick the moment.
Robin, you've done some amazing magazine covers, Sports Illustrated, Vogue. What's next?
I've got something coming out exciting. Can't tell you anything, unfortunately.
The hashtag Me Too world we live in, he's crossed a line.
That's a very big statement you've made. We've got Tom on the line.
Oh, have we?
How dare you? I have to come on and defend myself to you and your plus-sized radio host.
Oh, well, I'm sure you've been ogling my breasts at certain stages.
Listen, in 7 years of this show, the only time I've looked at a guest quizmaster's cleavage in an inappropriate way was when we had Matt Preston.
Would you like to apologise to Robin Lawley, who's probably in therapy right now?
Well, she's actually with me now, but I'll go.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, the misfield means that Steve Smith, this man is incredible. He loves making runs. He loves making them against anyone, but in particular, England in the Ashes. Yet another 100.
Steve Smith continues to dominate this series, makes up for missing the last test by a double century at Old Trafford, a world-class player batting in a world of his own.
Man there, and finally they get him. an outstanding innings from an outstanding player. All of Old Trafford will rise to Stephen Smith.
Fortunately, I was able to get a big one today and form a few partnerships with Paney, who I thought batted exceptionally well, and Mitchell Starc came out nice and positively and hit the middle of the bat a lot too. So we got ourselves in a nice little position, but plenty to do.
How good was it? I watched every ball last night because it was on the main channel and I could. And you know what? I was lost in what a great, what a giant off his field he is. And you know what it reminded me of?
What's that?
Makeda.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
Makeda,
not unusual.
Makeda is Steve Smith of garden.
Well, because it sets itself apart from all the others.
Oh, it's a giant. Because it's a giant. It towers. It looms large over all of its competitors.
The technology is incredible.
The technology off the charts.
Well, P.S. cordless.
Yeah.
I mean, catch up rest of the
cordless
world.
Cordless,
cordless is a go. Who has a cord
I'm
anymore?
On the road. I'm done. If you've got a cord,
I'll see you later.
Dick.
Go away.
You're a giant.
We're
you're
not dangerous. We're not talking to
you. If you've got a cord,
you.
You know what? You've got a cord, get indoors.
Correct.
Yeah. Lemon.
Go and get your granny vacuum cleaner.
Yeah,
why don't
your
you?
Cord, why Jeez. Don't you go and have a sit in front of the TV and put a cup of tea on your doily?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Or man up and get outside on your cordless friggin' Makeda. You know what I'm going to get a Makeda for?
What?
I have a neighbour who lives next to my mother, and he's great, and he does stuff for my mum.
Oh, that's
all
great.
All the good. Time, and he's a good neighbour, he's a good soul, and he helps my elderly mother, because I refuse to. So what
can you not
I
call your mother elderly, by the way? Also?
Elderly?
Yeah,
good
don't
Lord.
Call her that.
How's it ancient sound? It's like one of those Easter Island
Sorry,
statues.
Wendy, I try.
She is old.
We
should carbon date, mum.
Stop it.
I'll tell you
Stop.
What.
Stop.
Yeah, it's
you've been so nice. Come
on. Her cut off a limb and count the rings.
Stop it.
But she's so gorgeous, and I love her dearly.
Yes.
But I'm going to get her something. I'm going to get her a neighbour, a wonderful man.
Well, that would be a lovely son.
Because he deserves it, and it's the nicest way I could think of someone who's rewarded my beautiful mother. I might get him the cordless lawnmower. I don't know. I might get the cordless hedge trimmer. I could get the cordless brush cutter. I could get the cordless turbo
You're going crazy now.
I don't know. It's an embarrassment of riches.
You know I'm a label girl.
Makeda is the... You are. Oh, it means everything to you.
Well...
You wouldn't be seen dead with anything other than Makeda.
Totally. Give me a Makeda now.
I love the Makeda.
And I'll go out with my girlfriends.
Well, hello. Now we're talking turkey.
Hey.
Go on.
I'll say...
Imagine you honking onto the end of a Makeda.
Well, a hedge trimmer. It's not a euphemism.
Well done, Makeda.
Thank
you
Makeda.
Are the Steve Smith of outdoor gardening equipment. You are the best, the biggest, the bravest, and it doesn't matter what people throw at you, you just keep coming.
You're
God
so
love
passionate,
you,
Mick. It's makeda.com.au to find
Come
your authorised dealer. Go now.
Hey, it's the weekend. It's Makeda time.
Go
nuts. Knock yourself out, boys.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, you can sniff it now. The weekend's just about here. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy McMillan.
What are you going to do, Dave? What's your...
I'll be football tonight, watch football. Oh, look at my son's Best and Fairest presentation. Jeez, I almost forgot.
You've almost forgot. That's
I just
bad
remembered.
Parody. Oh, I'm going to watch
tonight.
The footy.
7:30 tonight.
That will go for hours.
Clearly.
We've got to go through every age group. I did it last Saturday.
Please don't say that.
No. I mean, I did it last Saturday.
Is he going to win anything?
Participation award, maybe. Nah, he'll go all right. He'll get a few votes for the year.
Yeah, I was medaliser under 16 Best and Fairest Premiership year. I don't like bringing it up.
Yes, you do like bringing it up. We have heard that.
And I don't like bringing up. I'm number one ticket holder too, but
don't really see many.
Donny Famishon used to be number one ticket holder. It's me now. What are you doing? Are you off to? You're off to.
I've got Mum and Dad coming over tomorrow.
Not Fleetwood Mac again.
I'm going to Fleetwood Mac.
Why don't you give them the tickets? That's more appropriate. Give your Mum and Dad tickets to Fleetwood Mac.
I am the Fleetwood Mac person in the house.
Are you going to dress like Stevie Nicks? You know you shouldn't do that. You're going to dress up like her, aren't
you? Now I am, just to annoy you.
I can't wait
to
hear your review.
I'm going to get hair extensions.
You've got a kind of weirdy gypsy thing going
on. Yeah, I have. I know, I love it.
Hey, we've got a call. We were talking about corgis with Chris Brown. We're trying to work out what historically they did.
Well, why their legs are so short and their body's so normal. How does that work?
How does it work? What's the deal, nature?
And Lyle is on the phone. Hi, Lyle.
G'day.
You know a bit of a history about the corgi. Why does it look like it does?
I had a Pembroke corgi when I was in 1974 when I was young.
Not a Pembroke corgi. What does that mean?
Well, they're a cattle dog.
I beg your pardon?
They are a cattle dog. They bite around the feet.
Oh, my God.
They must have been the worst cattle dog ever. Like they can't.
No.
I wouldn't
have thought
manoeuvrability was their strong suit.
They run like the wind. They're like a rabbit. Yeah.
That's what Chris said. Chris said they've got speed, but he's only ever been bitten five times, three of them by a corgi.
Were you ever bitten by a corgi long?
No, I wasn't. No, but she ran, got out of the window of the car one day and got away and went under a Fiat and then got hit by a falcon and then got spayed. And she was the best dog ever after that.
Well, that's a bit of a Debbie Downer.
Well, she should have run faster and would have got out of the way of the car.
It's sad.
She never jumped out of a window again.
Hey, Lyle, we love hearing from you. I love the fact that the Queen can own a corgi and Lyle from Dundarron Beach in Queensland. Can also have a corgi and get enjoyment
good on
out
you,
of them.
Lyle. Thanks
prize
for listening.
Pack coming your way.
Cheers, guys. Love your show.
Good on you, mate.
Appreciate it.
Good call. Hey, have we got time to do this quickly?
We
like to
go
around the grounds.
Yeah,
tell us when we're running out of time there, Dave. Pop on some music for us. Melbourne, National Salami Day. It's not a euphemism. At the Preston Market. Good markets,
there'll be good salami
tomorrow,
there.
Saturday, 7th of September. Get on.
Sydney, Festival of the Winds. Watch colourful figures soar, kites and all that stuff, I imagine. On Sunday on Bondi Beach from 11 till 4, everyone.
The great world-famous Bondi Beach. In Adelaide, the Super Jesus, the Impossible Tour.
Oh, that's great. Go see Sarah, our friend.
Saturday 7th, main room at the Gov. Get on board.
Over in Perth, Star Wars The Empire Strikes
Back.
No, it's not in concert. How amazing to hear John Williams' epic music and score. Riverside Theatre tonight at 7:30, tomorrow 1:30 and 7:30.
Be careful about the barbecues if you're in the vegan neighbourhood. Hey, can I do this one? Brisbane, the Moreton Bay Food and Wine
Fest. How sweet it is.
We talked about surviving on one food this year. One of our callers rang up from Cairns and said Moreton Bay bugs.
Yes. I could unique live to on Australia. Those
forever. That's tomorrow at the Redcliffe foreshore.
Here's a man I'd see, Tex Perkins, and I'd go to Hobart to see him.
Right.
And he is doing his amazing show. It's the songs and story of Johnny Cash, the man in black.
Love to see you on the Spirit of Tasmania.
I've been
doing
on
the Titanic off the front.
Yes, you
I've
and
been
Tex.
On it twice, first and last.
Yeah.
It's tonight, the Theatre Royal
Working
in Hobart.
Your passage.
Your turn.
Newcastle. Yeah. It's China Week. I don't know why Newcastle are doing that, but it sounds great. The China Week Cultural Festival will engage with students and the community alike. I hope it turns into some kind of Hong Kong riot scenario. That'd be fun.
You're very good spirited.
It's at the University of Newcastle.
I'm going to go to Fraser Coast, Queensland, Maryborough Coast. The Big Breakfast with Blandy on Triple M. That's our station up
Blandy.
There. Stop it. It's Australia's favourite songs.
Oh, I love
it. Three big tributes, one huge
Blandy.
Show. Rock legends, a salute to...
Why didn't you say so?
Michael Hutchins, Bon Scott and Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, yes, please, I'm in.
Jeez.
Jimmy is alive, so I don't know why he's getting a salute. But anyway, tonight, doors open at 7 at the Carriers Arms Hotel, Maryborough. Have you performed there?
Where?
Have you been kicked out of there? Yes.
Maryborough, Queensland.
Maryborough.
And a big fond farewell to the late, great Robert Mugabe, who, I'd like to... Cheers. He was good.
Good for what?
He was at the top list of my despots.
Of your great despots.
I go in
really
order.
Missed.
I'm not really going to miss him.
Pol Pot.
Have you put your hand up yet for any time,
Mugabe,
Dave?
I have. I gave you mine when it before. We're just about done. My generation this week, Alice Cooper is going to join us as
brilliant.
Well on the show.
And listen to Dangerous Dave. Next week, Rachel Griffiths, Lloyd Langford,
really
Lee Sales,
do.
Kitty Flanagan, Dave O'Neill and Charlie Pickering. Have a great weekend.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. Powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.